The mother of a Nanaimo man killed and dismembered by his partner in March 2020 had harsh words for the killer as she gave an impassioned victim impact statement in BC Supreme Court Friday. "You're a mother's worst nightmare," Emma Manti, mother of murder victim Sydney Manti, said Friday as she stood in the witness box and looked directly at Paris LaRoche seated in the prisoner's dock. "You hit him with a hammer and it took him a few hours to die. That tore me to pieces. Why didn't you let him die without cutting him up?" she asked LaRoche, who sat motionless. During the trial, court heard LaRoche hit 34-year-old Manti in the head with a hammer and slit his throat while he slept. She kept his body in their apartment and dismembered his remains over months before disposing of body parts in Nanaimo City parks and in the ocean. LaRoche confessed to the killing to undercover officers who posed as family members wanting revenge against Manti for abusing their fictitious sister and daughter. Her defense lawyers told the court Manti had threatened to kill her, and she lived in constant fear for her life, arguing a manslaughter charge would be more appropriate than a first-degree murder charge, which requires proven premeditation. LaRoche had been charged with first-degree murder, but Justice Robin Baird found her guilty of the lesser charge of second-degree murder in July 2024. The case returned to court Friday for Crown Prosecutor Nick Barber and defense lawyer Glenn Orris to make sentencing submissions. Barber suggested a life sentence without possibility of parole for 15 years, while Orris proposed 10 years. Barber said LaRoche had time in the course of events to reconsider what she was doing. "After using a hammer to bludgeon Mr. Manti, Ms. LaRoche used a knife to kill him," Barber said, noting Manti could no longer respond after the hammer blow. "She decided to go further and kill him with a knife. He called it a very hands-on and personal attack. Then," he said, "LaRoche misled the police and Emma Manti, a charade she kept up until she spoke with the undercover officers. I wanted it to be quick. I wanted him to go to sleep," Orris said LaRoche told undercover officers. And, Barber said, "there has been no diagnosis of major mental health problems. Nor does LaRoche have a criminal record. What Ms. LaRoche has done here is very disturbing and an affront to the whole community," Barber said. Offered the opportunity to address the court, Orris said his client declined. Baird said LaRoche would be getting a life sentence, the only remaining issue being the period of parole and eligibility. Baird stressed that a life sentence means that LaRoche, while incarcerated or on parole, will be under supervision for the rest of her life. The judge said he would pass sentence February 6. Mother's statement. Emma Manti said she saw a notice about her son being missing on Facebook. She said when she contacted police there was initially indifference, and was asked if Sydney was involved with gangs. Emma Manti said LaRoche told her Sydney had moved to Victoria, something she disbelieved immediately. Soon, she received a call saying parts of her son's body had been found on two area islands. "What you did to him was like skinning an animal," Emma Manti told LaRoche. "You are the evilest person I know." She said her son was a champion pow-wow dancer. "My life has changed," she said. "I will never get texts from him again or hear his beautiful laughter again. You have no conscience." With files from Roxanne Egan-Elliott, Times columnist.